Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am Matt Williamson. I assume you know that by now. You and I chat just about every day. This is a Locked On NFL podcast. As usual, I urge you to check out the entire Locked On empire. Locked On Rams. Locked On Seahawks. Locked On everybody. Locked On fantasy football. Locked On NFL draft. There's tons of good stuff out there in the Locked On network, and they're doing a great job. Collectively, we are brought to you by MyBookie today, and let's talk about a couple games, and we'll start with last night. I'm sorry, man, this was a terrible game. it was a hard watch. It was poor football, and I hate to say this because I love the NFL, but it seems like you're getting more of these type of games that are just tough watches. A lot of them are on Thursday night. Seems like a lot of primetime games. I mean, maybe I'm just sensitive to it right now or whatever. But, man, it does seem like there's some stinkers lately. This is a terrible game. T-Bay wins it, and it's a big win for them. Keeps their head above water, or, yeah, I guess it's above water still. But it's a bigger loss for the Panthers. You know, I don't think any of us thought that Tampa Bay was a contender. Many of us thought Carolina was. They were a Super Bowl team last year. They were 15-1. But this is a bad loss for them, and there's so many mistakes. You know, I mean, I feel like we have to talk about Anderson, and I didn't think they would lose a lot from Cam to Anderson as a passer. And for the most part, I was right. You know, I think Anderson's a pretty good backup, fits the system. I mean, Cam's obviously a way better player, of course. And he had time to throw, and he made throws, and that's what he does, you know. So, but the mistakes, I mean, when you're watching them, it's like, yeah, now I remember, you know, why they had that fluky year in Cleveland, and then you drive everybody crazy. Because you just make some terrible decisions with the football. You know, bad interception in the end zone. You know, he missed Olsen when he was wide open. But again, overall, he throws the ball pretty well. You know, just killer mistakes. Carolina wins this game with Cam Newton, I think. I think going away. You know, I mean, Anderson obviously changes how the running game goes a great deal. This is a big loss for Carolina, and I'm ready to almost say that they are no longer a contender because the defense is so bad. Jock has Rodgers. I mean, I give him credit. He ran really hard, made a lot of yards on his own. He's low. He's fresh legs. But they just ran right up the gut on Carolina. That never would have happened a year ago. Never, never, never. You know, where has Short gone? Short is okay. Seemed like he was on the field. You know, I didn't see his snap count, but his snap count had to be low. I didn't see him on the field a lot in this game. Keekly's still a stud. But the secondary's a major liability, as we saw last week. The defensive line isn't playing nearly as well as it did a year ago. Although I will say Ely and Johnson had nice games, but I sort of attribute that more to Tampa Bay's tackles just being guys. You know, they're trouble. That's not a good group. They need some tackle help there. But, you know, I just kind of shake my head at the Panthers. And how about this? They were the best turnover margin in the league last year. And we talked about this. I mean, I thought that would go closer to, you know, zero. That was bound to regress. But now they're the worst. I mean, from best to worst in turnover margin in the whole year. I mean, it tells the entire story. I mean, it's such an important stat, obviously. Massive, massive deal. I mean, not having Norman, not getting the pressure. But boy, I think Carolina's got big problems. But they do get Stewart and Newton back soon. I thought Remmers still played poorly, and I think tackle will continue to be a problem for them. But the rest of the offensive line played well, gave Anderson time to throw. What else do we have to talk about? Greg Olsen was great in this game. I mean, they had no answer for Olsen at all. They have awful safeties in Tampa Bay, too. I mean, obviously that had part of the issue. It was part of the issue. The Bucs corners played well, though. I absolutely think the Hargraves, the rookie, is going to be a very good player. Grimes showed up a lot in this game. So the secondary has some optimism. I really think they're going to need a safety in the offseason in a big way. Jacquez Rodgers was really good, obviously. Winston started to stretch the field late in the game. I thought he played okay. Didn't kill the team, but he played okay. He started to push the ball a little bit. Evans is a total stud. Evans is a major. I thought he'd even do more, but he was impressive for sure. I think he's a great player. Having a great season, absolutely one of the things to get most excited about if you are a T-Bay fan. How about Aguayo? I hate talking about kickers. This guy, they use a second-round pick. I mean, you have to know the story by now. He was one of the best kickers in the history of college football at Florida State. Missed field goals. They used a second-round pick on him. Traded up to get him. And they had a lot of games decided by bad kicking last year. So it made a little more sense than they were giving him credit for on the outside. But still, I mean, it's still a questionable draft pick, to say the least. He misses two in this game. He was terrible in the preseason. And then he hits the game winner, you know, and all's forgiven. But, I mean, it was a chip shot. I mean, after that face mask, a 15-yard face mask, they moved him that much closer there in field goal range to begin with. I mean, you better make that one. I mean, I hope the narrative isn't, boy, Aguayo saved the day. I mean, it was an easy little kick. I mean, that's what every kicker in the league should make. But, oh, man. That's what we take out of it. I tend to think neither of these teams will be in the postseason. Carolina probably will still be ahead of them on the power ranks tomorrow, although I really have to ding them. Their defense is not the same. Obviously, I mentioned the secondary, not getting as much out of short. He's been kind of a ghost this year. The linebackers are still really good, and I do think they can redeem themselves as a team overall, but this was a bad, bad loss, really bad loss. My bookie's pretty cool. They have live in-game updates, and odds are updated in real time, which I think is one of the best features going, because, yeah, you get in there late, or, boy, you can make a bet in the second quarter, like, man, I don't like how this game's going for the Panthers. You know, boy, Tampa Bay's in this game a lot more than I thought. I want to put a couple bucks on the Bucks. I didn't mean to, that just worked out in my favor, sorry. But, yeah, I mean, so they're constantly updating them that, it starts a kickoff with a regular line like everybody else, but that constant update I think is great, and I think it's something that you guys could take advantage of as bettors too. If you're really into a game, or you really know a team, or you really know your hometown team, that, man, my Steelers, my Browns, they don't have it today. You know, they don't look the same, even though the score is close. I'm gonna bet on the other guy, you know, because I've watched enough of this game to realize that I can get a better read. And you hit my bookie, and you take care of business that way, and you hit hard. It's also optimized now for smartphone users, for nonstop action on the go, you know, so you don't have to be glued to your desktop or whatever. You can be, you know, making bets and you know, checking out the lines as they change, and you know, while you're at the bar or while you're out with the fam or whatever. But go to online, type my bookie in your browser, sign up today. Use the promo code NFL, and you'll be entered in their $1 million prize pool. Awesome. Or give them a buzz, 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. And I very much urge you to check that out, and do use the promo code NFL. It's really an impressive site right now, and I'm sure many of you guys out there are bettors, and I don't blame you. Might as well. You know, and hopefully I can help you guys in that way in some way, shape, or form with a little advice, maybe make you a couple ducats on my bookie. So let's talk Dallas-Cincy. I just talked about a bad loss for Carolina. This is a bad loss for the Bengals, too. You know, they've really played three teams, and they've gotten beaten pretty handily by all three: Denver, Pittsburgh, and now Dallas. They got down quick in this game, and they were never, ever in it. I mean, Dallas dominated from the start. That, of course, is Dallas's ideal, you know, situation. I mean, everybody obviously wants to get up early. But if Dallas gets up early, then they can really play their game. And we'll get to that in a minute. But, I mean, I think it's becoming pretty clear that Cincinnati goes as A.J. Green goes. He's had two monster games. They won both those. He did very, very little in this game, and he's done little in the other two losses. And they just don't. It's not his fault, in my opinion. It's just they don't have anything else. I keep telling you guys the Eifert injury was gigantic. I still very much believe that. I think this season would be much different if he was there. All that being said, I'm not sure, and I've said this all offseason too, is I don't know where the Bengals are better than where they were a year ago. You know, I think they collectively got worse at almost every position. I don't see any real upgrades. I think this is a team going backwards, going back to mediocrity. I think their playoff window might be closing. I'm not sure they ever had a Super Bowl window, but I think they have work to do to get to anywhere back in that conversation. They need to be a little more proactive in the offseason, too. You know, that go get a guy, you know. Keep Marvin Jones. Imagine if they had Marvin Jones or Sanu. Those guys are tearing it up at their new homes. Anyways, again, Green was basically shut down. I mentioned that I like this Dallas secondary. And Claiborne and Carr, you know, these were guys people left for dead. Is, you know, boy, we had all this money invested in them. We traded up for Claiborne. These guys are bums. Or, you know, Carr played really well in this game. He's having a pretty decent season. And Claiborne's having a really good year. And, you know, sometimes it takes guys a while. He's obviously highly talented, early draft pick. The Cowboys throughout his career have jumped between heavy man team, heavy zone team. I don't think that's helped his development. He probably could have worked harder early in his career. Corners take a while to develop, but he's playing extremely well. And the secondary also deserves credit, too. The Cowboys had 4 sacks in this game. They don't have good pass rushers. They don't blitz much. You know, again, I mean, some of it was Cincinnati got down in the scoreboard, couldn't play their game. But still, I mean, if the Cowboys are getting 4 sacks, that's something that's noteworthy for this team because they do not have very good pass rushers at all. But again, they rarely blitz. They don't put their secondary in difficult situations, and it all goes back to their theory of how they play games, and it becomes times 1,000 whenever they get up like they did in this game. You know, I mean, like I said, Cincinnati was really never in it, but they very much want to shorten the game. They do not want to give up big plays. They want to make life easy for their quarterback and their running game, and it goes to their defense too. Again, this is good coaching. They want long drives. They give up the middle of the field, and Dalton ate that up, especially when they were down. You know, that he was, you know, distributing the ball in the middle of the field, come and tackle, keep the clock running. They don't give up sideline routes. They make you eat a lot of clock in order to get points. And it's really working extremely well for Dallas. And that goes back to their running game and their offensive line. And they have a rookie quarterback. And that rookie quarterback is still playing really, really well. And he ate the Bengals alive when he had a lot of time. And he had a lot of time throughout this game. Didn't turn the ball over again. That's huge, obviously, in this formula for Dallas of how they're going to play games, shorten games. Turnovers are exemplified and a big problem if they do occur. The Dallas offensive line dominated this game. And that's without Tyron Smith, who I do believe is the best offensive lineman in the league. When he comes back, it's going to be even better, probably by leaps and bounds. But they protected well against a good pass rushing team in Cincinnati, but really dominated in the run game. And they did a great job. Not only is this a big physical offensive line, but they're very mobile. They do a great job, those guards, center, you know, Zach Martin in particular, getting to the second level and just demolishing linebackers. And if you watch any more of this game, just watch that. It's pretty. They get to the second level and just bam. They just put linebackers on skates. And Elliott's, you know, running through big holes, not getting touched, accelerating. And he keeps getting better and better and better. You know, he's obviously the talk, and he deserves to be, along with Prescott, of course. But the offensive line's really shaping up, and that's what this offense is all built around. But Elliott's learning how to take advantage of it, hitting the holes heavy when they're there, showing breakaway speed, showing better patience. It's really fun to watch. On the other side, we saw more Gio Bernard than Hill. I just think that's noteworthy. Just, did they like Bernard better? I think Bernard's the better player of the two. Or is that just a game script situation where, boy, we got down early, we got big troubles, this is all we can do?
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.